into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
This is this. I just want to refer to this a little bit, but this is faith on the quantum level.
Amen.
Life and death, you can choose with your mouth.
Amen.
I'm going to hammer that home to you because so many saints, they slip up with the tongue.
Amen. Amen.
Loose lips will sink ships.
Amen.
They say, they many saints learn all the church jargon, but when they get outside of the church or when they get home, they talk differently. Like God don't hear you, like the devil don't hear you at home.
Amen.
Amen. But see, this is how the atoms, the molecules are on the quantum level until someone begins to look at them.
Amen.
They're like that. While nobody's looking at them, they're just like that. But the moment anyone looks into, when they go on these microscopes and look at it, they're just like that until somebody looks. The moment somebody looks, it starts to take a shape. It starts to take a form. Now, science will tell you this. I'm not talking about the skewed science. I'm talking about real science, real physics. That's in line with the Word of God. It'll take on the form, and what scientists don't really understand, because it takes on the form differently with every person. It's different. But I believe this, and you're going to find out I'm right, that it takes on the form in relation to what you believe.
Amen.
You see, I don't want to get too much into this, but you know, with Satanism and all of that, you know, folks that practice that stuff, they're not playing with Ouija boards.
Amen.
They go deep.
Amen.
They go deep into that stuff. It's horrific. It's horrible. It's terrible. Yeah. Child sacrifice, all that stuff, drinking blood, eating babies, stuff like that. They sell themselves. In other words, they go way deep. And what they are carrying way deep takes the form.
Amen.
You got so many saints that are just surface. You know, a little trouble coming your way, and you throw everything to the wind. Well, saints have to go way deep too. Time out for giving up every time the wind blows, every time the cart shakes. No, you got to stand your ground. Amen. And know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Because on the quantum level, where there's just a cloud, as you continue to believe, it takes on the form of what you are believing. And then your mouth, in accordance to your thoughts. See, you can only say what you think. A lot of people don't say what they think, but see, those words are empty. They're unemployed words. You can say all you want to, but see, on this level, all this stuff, because everything's made the same thing, they know what you believe and don't know, or what you don't believe.
Amen.
Well, child, I'm believing. No, you ain't.
Amen.
You never developed that. You just talking. Tomorrow, you're going to say something else. But when you truly believe, when that's truly who you are, and you are believing on the quantum level, Jesus said it this way: if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's just as small as they could see back then. But today we can see on the quantum level. And the atoms and the quarks and the superstrings and all that stuff, it takes a form that anybody that's looking at it takes them. And see, whether we're looking through a microscope or we're looking into the eyes of faith, we're looking into a circumstance. We're looking into a challenge. We're facing a mountain. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe those things you are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. He's talking about faith on that level. How are you going to move a mountain with words? Except you understand something going on that level that has to do with your mouth. A lot of us need mouthwash. Wash all that toxicity out. All that stuff. This is serious stuff. This is why your car is in park. You want to go down the road, but you're in park and can't seem to get it out of park because of your mouth. Amen. Lights. I'm gonna get off after some of y'all till y'all start talking right. Amen. So oftentimes people are stuck there because these are spiritual laws. And as I've said recently, quite often is Augustine said this, but so did John Wesley. Without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not. God does nothing except first he reveal it. I'm going to say it this way, to his church. Amen. His servants, the prophets. Amen. And he reveals it to you so that you can speak it. Amen. You can say it into this realm. Yes. You can release the mind of God into this realm. See, his word will not return unto him void. God has spoken things. His word won't return void. He's going to find somebody that will say it. Amen. And release it into this realm. He's limited himself to that because without man, God will not. So in your circumstance, a lot of times you're waiting for something to happen and God will not without you.
Amen.
Say amen, everybody.
Amen.
So Mark 11:23 says, speak to the mountain. Sometimes it's necessary to speak to the mountain. Numbers chapter 20. I want to show you an example. Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 through 11. The book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 through 11. Here we find Moses. Moses has already smitten the rock once. In an example before, and rock and water came from the rock to water all of Israel's cattle, for them to have water. Just think about it. Million plus people, or even more than that, 6 million, some people say, but water to water everybody's cattle, sheep, livestock, children, they could bathe, all that stuff in the desert, just from him smiting a rock. Verse 7 says, the Lord spake unto Moses. Now this is the second time around. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, take the rod and gather the assembly together, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak unto the rock before your eyes, before their eyes. Somebody say, speak.
Speak.
Now, he didn't say, hit it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
The first time, if you read the first time, Moses smote the rock once. Water came gushing out. This time around, God said, speak to it.
Amen.
Looky here. And what verse was that? Take the rod. Verse 8. Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak to it, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes.
Amen.
And you, and it shall give forth his water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So you shall give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, you rebels. I want you to take note of that. See, folks will mess you up. Come on, listen, if you let them, people will mess you up. See, the congregation had gotten into Moses' head. Now, he just partially heard God.
Amen. Amen.
I say he partially heard what God said. Because he's thinking about these rebels.
Amen.
Listen, I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more, but don't let people get into your head.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I said don't allow people into that space that belongs to God. That belongs to you and Holy Spirit. Don't let them in there.
Amen.
Amen. Especially when they're criticizing you.
Amen.
Especially when they're jealous of you.
Amen.
Especially when there's animosity. Especially when they don't have your best interest in mind. Especially when they're trying to pull you down. Don't let them in your head. Moses let them in his head. He got tired of these rebels. And he said, "Hear now, you rebels, you devils, you. Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. God said, "Speak to it." But folk had messed him up, so he hit it twice. Not once, but twice. Look here. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Now, God, see, even when you mess up a lot of times, God is still gracious to you. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Is that right? But then, after Moses showed out, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses there and said, "Hey, because you didn't believe me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah. Because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them." It cost him dearly.
Amen.
Because he let people mess him up, pull him down to their level. You see what God was doing. Listen, here's what God was doing. This is important. The people were already striving with Moses, and God saw it. Right? God already knew these folk. God was gonna kill them all at one time, and Moses told him, "Don't kill them." Lord said, "Right, I'm not gonna kill them for your sake." So God and Moses, they already knew. God looked and he saw how the people were striving. And so he said, "Moses, what he was doing, he's saying, I'm going to lift you. I'm going to lift you up out of that because I want you to operate on my level.
Amen.
You don't have to hit the rock. Just speak to it." See, you got to understand where your mountain is. Sometimes God is trying to pull you out of something. And here you going tat for tat. They talk about you, you talk about them back. They say something at you, you say something back at them. They do something to you, you're going to get even. You don't get mad, you get even. You're doing just like Moses. Amen. And you might as well be smiting the rock twice. But God says, "No, I want to lift you up. See, this is your way out. I want to lift you up to where I'm at. I want you to be on my level. Just say something to the rock." There are times you got to hold your peace. Amen. Even when the hair on your neck is standing up. When you are right and they are wrong. Amen. When they're doing you wrong anyhow. Sometimes you got to hold your peace. Yeah. And if you don't understand the kingdom inside of you and the mountain inside of you, if you've not conquered that mountain, you got trouble. Because they can only go so far. And now you got them up against the wall. If I wasn't saved, you might as well not be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Because you just failed the test.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over. A new beginning's just begun. I have a hope. I have this hope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me. and to hear me when I